Rashi of Mabez Bimasechama. 7 lines up. Shein Bozroyim. So in the Bikon, the Masechama, there's no, it's not planted. Tishasiyachid the Shabbos. Halav Hiluch L'Rabim, who was not made for a major crowd coming through here. Shinam Mistalkim in a Mesila Lenach Besoda. People don't leave the main road to go through the field. Rishas Ramatuma. The Sveka Tor. Instead of Suffolk Tumah, and the Bika will be torn. Halav Mokum Stirahu. Sheesh Mele Adam. No similar. People do go in there. So it's not the Mokum Stirah, the Suffolk Tumah of the time, and the Sotah Gabriel. Well, we learn out the Hitlochas of Suffolk Tumah from Saito. Vahasim Stirah Ksiv, Ministra Behinit Ma. So the Mokum Stirah Tumayahi, in the case where they were in seclusion, so it's total private, then she's Tumayah. The Bala, Misafak, like Mekana Tudor on the Sheretz. You learn out from the Safak Tuma, the case where he tossed Safak Tuma Basheretz, that the Shear is going to be seclusion. Bimusik Jamim, Shehizuru, where it's planted, Enadam Nitzan, so people do not go walk through the field because it's you damage the crops. So it's Yachar, the Lizeb, Lizeb. You see, a beaker is called Rishas Yachar, the Shabbos. So Ula said, "Lelam karmel lasi bezerik mishas rabim l'seicha zeinu chayiv." It's not rishas yochid. It means it's a karmelus. Rav Ashi said, "Kufan leis the mechitzas." Rashi and Abagab the keif a yersim of beis sosayim. Even though the area which it encompasses is more than beis sosayim, well, a hook of the deer and head is not even close to the purpose of living in. Shein beis samach lo kadam hekiv, which the Morin Sanhedrin means that the Morin Erevin says that there was a bias there before you enclosed it. In the Talmud of Sechah, Havik Karmelus, in regards to caring, we gave it a status of a Karmelus. Kamina by Erevin, Shematalton by Ella by Dalad Amis. You only allowed to move something less than Dalad Amis. Phil Hachemi, the Reiser, Shasayachid, he was our Mishasam, the Sechah, Sky, but the Meister, it's Rishasayachid, and the person would throw from Shasaram into it, it's his Sky, because it has walls. Kedula Dama Machitza, he likrus Rishas Yachid, Ula brings in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that is considered Rishas Yachid, in regards to the Raisa, it has walls. Elish Machuseris Dira, but it's lacking tier, nobody's living there. Makachosur, Latalta Midrabana, therefore Midrabana is also to carry in this Rishas Arab, in this Rishas Yachid. Rashi says, no, if you tell me they took up a dira, so why is Rishas Rabbim even the tumah even in the summer? There's walls around it. Well, there's openings where you could go through here and out there. So the Mor says, Ula the Amar, my Karel Rishas Yochid means it's a Karmelis. Why my time only Omer could go into Islam Mechitzes, which is Rachel Gimurik Omer? Why doesn't Ula use his statement of the name of Yerchuran to apply to our Sugi over here? Menezel Basar Shmaite, the Omer, the Zerkus Hachachayim, and use his own statement that he quoted that it's just a Yachim Mamish. So he says, the answer is because you don't call that a Bika, you call that a Karf. For Ravashi, Omer Lachar, which is Yachim Katani, but Karmelus Lachari, Lotan, which is a Yachim. We have no choice to say this pshat because you can't refer to a karmel as a rishas yachid. Okay. The next piece. Now we quoted the piece of the brayso. The brayso says yam bika bistavonis or karmelis. So we question bika. Now we're going to question karmelis. Now karmelis, the brayso said karmelis is one example of karmelis. It's a karmelis. So asakulu nami lav karmelis. All of them are karmelis. Why are you only referring to that one as karmelis? Chaser of Dimi Omer Birchanon, Vanisucha Ella Lekaren Zavis Asmuch Lushas Rabin. So you have, I'll explain what that is in a second, but you have an area near the Lushas Rabin, which we're going to give a status of karmelis. Dalvagav the Zimin the Doch Kibay Rabin Vayla the Gavah. Sometimes the Rabin, during when there's a large amount of people in the Rishas Rabim, there'll be an overflow into this area. Since, however, it's not easy, it's not an area which the rabbi would normally be able to use easily. Therefore, it has din of a karmelis.
Is this the city which is a rabbi, but there's some kind of barrier?
It's something along the same lines. Now, Rashi has two pshatim exactly how this Karen Zobis was arranged. One of them basically says that one of the houses was set back further from the Shisarabim than the other one, so there's going to now be an area, at least in front of that house, which is open for people to walk in. So even if there was nothing, no barrier there, etc., but you could walk in there easily, but when you get to the next wall, it's the way, you know, you got to walk out again. So it's not really, it doesn't really help you too much. Alternatively, Rashi says the same type of idea, but the house was at, set at an angle. So you end up with the same type of arrangement, where one end is right next to the Shizurab, and the other end, you know, it's open, but again, when you get to the next house, you got to come out again. So, I'm not sure the exact difference between the two. The Sas Emes has a problem that if you hold Miraisa, Rishon Yochid has three mechitzas, so if you imagine you have like the row houses and one is set back, but it still has three mechitzas, that area. So, well, how would you be able to call that Rishon Rabim if it has three mechitzas? If you hold the three mechitzas, so Rabim Shita's three mechitzas can still be Rishon, not Rishon Yochid, the Raisa. Rashi Shita's three mechitzas is Rishon Yochid. So the first shot in Rashi, you still have, if you have the house just set back, so this house is still jutting out, this house is jutting out, so you have a wall here, a wall here, a wall here, and there's your Shizurama. This is the Rishon Yochid, the Raisa. So how could you call it Rishon Rabim? That's part of the problem over here. I'm not sure exactly what the answer to that is. I see on the side of my Gemara I have a Marmok. I saw the Sosemis deal ask the Kasha last night. I see a Marmokum to a Bach and a Taz also about it. Okay. Missy Rashi. Atukulu. Hanuk Yamu Bika Bistavonis. Loizoihi Karmelis. Aren't the Yam Bika and Bistavonis also examples of Karmelis? The Husker Beminion Rashiyas, that was one of the list. Hakatoni. And a Lord Krishna's Yachid, Lord Krishna's Yachid. It says on these, all of these things, it says they have this middle status. Reimatzin, Shaman Azuhi, Rishos Lishis. All of these have the din of the third Rishos of Karmelis. So what are you telling the Karmelis? In Israel, Karmelis, Tani, El Sufe, Karmelis, Achriti, is coming to be married by another case of Karmelis. Keep going. Karen Zavis, Shenichas Boy Bayis, Lusaychoi, Vinich, Mikarkol, Lishazab. One of the houses, set itself back and it left part of its karka available for the shisarabim. You have to like sort of turn to the right to get into there, so it's not like you can get in there. Your derech hiluchay. So the first shot, they learned the case was there's three sides. Other Sfasemis learns. Alternatively, you could learn, which would be the type of Karen's. I'm not sure. The Karen's obviously means it's a corner. So the corner being, you get to that space and you have to turn to the right. You could learn, it's talking about the house at the corner. So he set his house back a little bit. But then I'm not sure what's not Nichat. So you, as you turn, you can now turn on his property. I don't know why it's not Nichat Hashmishte, which is why they're not learning like that. But then, since they might, they're not supposed to go, I don't know. That would be the Pasha Taitcha Karen Zobis. Inami, Ba'i Shapon of Oymed Balachs, and the house was at an angle. Shizobis Achas Smucha Lushasarab, and Mashniya Mashucha Mashasarab. One end was, edge of the house was closer to Shasarab, and the other one was set back because it's at an angle. So the one which is sticking out or closer to the Rabbin blocks the people from coming in, so it's at an angle, so you don't have to make a right turn to get in there. It's still, it's not like it's totally open. I'm not very, very comfortable with either one of them exactly, that I understand exactly what's happening. Okay. Zotim Mar Vaiter. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bein Ha'amudim Nidonim Kekarmelis. So in the in your platya, in the plaza area where you're having your shuk, etc. So there was, Rashi says, there were amudim there, which they would use to hang their merchandise on. And that also there was also the tzibos where they used to sit. So you have the tzibos, and then you have the area where people would walk, but even there was amudim. So the area in between the amudim, he says, is considered a karmelis. My time out. Avogav the Dorsi Barabi, even though there's a flow of traffic through here, Kimilo Mistagala who beheaded, you can't walk straight, you have to walk around. To Carmelus Dami. So that area is considered a Carmelus already. That's what Rabbi Yechon said. Omer Rabbi Zer, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Itztava, Shalifnei Ha'amurim, Nidin Ki Carmelus. The Itztava which juts out, and that area specifically is considered a Carmelus. Because yeah, it's you can't really walk there. You have the itzibah there. The man damer ben amudim. It's Rabbi Yochanan's version that even ben amudim is considered a karmelis. Kolshken itzibah is considered a karmelis. The man damer itzibah hu deloy nichat hashmishte. Itzibah is something here which you can't really walk there. So that's why it's a karmelis. The ben amudim the nichat hashmishte. You can walk there. It's easy to use. Even if you have to walk around. Loy, that's not considered a rishus a karmelis. That's considered a rishus a rab. Lishnachrina, in the second version of how it was presented, that Yehuda said explicitly, "Al ben amurim the zimin the darshiv le rabim kirushas rabim dami." That Yehuda's phrase, Rav Yehuda was it's about the same amurim is a karmelis, but I'm sorry, no. Lishnachrina, the second version of why we differentiate, it's the Morris commentary, but the commentary wasn't Nichat Hashmishte. The Morris commentary was that the Rabbim goes there, and therefore it's considered like Rishon Zerabim. Okay. Tzurashis. Ben Amudim. Shayamudim Birachava. There were these poles there in the Rechava, in the open area. Tell them behem hatagar and pragmatia, so the businessmen would hang their merchandise there. Gamis tabos hayu lefneim leishiv shamatagar, and there's also benches to sit on. Lemistagalu lehadya shahoyu amurim harbe ba'erich v'roichiv b'zesh lo kenegazet. The amurim were not necessarily put up in the order. There was the element of a haphazard fashion, so you could walk through them, but it wasn't like you could walk straight. You'd have to walk, turn right, turn left, etc. So the first Rabbi Yochanan says that that's not considered Rishus HaRabim, and Rabbi Yehuda does not seem to be bothered by that, because the Maisa, you're able to walk through there. Okay. Yes.
We started off asking why is there something that has a din of Carmelis that's called Carmelis as opposed to the other things that have a din of Carmelis, and we answered that.
We're saying that the phrase karmelis is coming to Marba, and another, I guess, type of karmelis, or there's yam and bikin istavonis, and then there's the karmelis is an area which really is open, it's usable. Rabbim does go there, but it's not easy to go there, and that's where karmelis comes to Marba, that type of case.
And we're talking about those type of things.
And then from there we flow into these type of things, yes. Omer Rabba Bar Shilo, Omer of Chista. Levenus kufa b'shus harabim, mizorak b'toch b'fana is chayim, al gabo is potu. You have this brick. Rashi says that the average brick was 3 tochim long, 3 tochim wide, and it was as thick as you wanted it to be. Some of them are very thick, you know. It's a fairly large item. A person would throw Dalai Lamas, and something would land on the bricks. If it lands on the side of the brick, he's chay. So there's some which the Rashi's example, something with the more devela shmeina. It's almost like a cake of these sticky figs. lands on the side of the thing and it sticks there. So there is a hanacha. So it has a hanacha. Consider like it has a hanacha in the Rishus Rabbim. And he's guy. He threw the Alarama and said it landed in the Rishus Rabbim. If it lands on top of it, it's not considered landing in the Rishus Rabbim, and he's part. Comes along a Bai of a Rabbi, Dami Tarayo, a Bai of a Rabbi will explain.
Why would it be?
Well, that's where we're going. Behusha Gavoya Shloisha, this halacha that it's potter is because it was three tvachim high. The Ladorsi Lo Rabbim. So, since it's a place where the Rabbim can no longer walk, but the height of three tvachim takes it already out of the hiluch of the Rabbim. So, it's not Chalak Rishus La'atzim, it's not Rishus La'yachid, but it's definitely an area where Rishus, that the Rabbim can no longer walk. So that takes it out of the status of being part of the Rishus HaRabim, and if it lands on top, he's potter. If it lands on the side, we down it. Really, halacha says we look at it as if it landed on the ground, and you know it's in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim. It's not on top, which is a new own its own Rishus, like a new place. It's also part of the Rishus HaRabim. It's landing on the side of it. Okay, so tomorrow, I will his me behigi. There's a small, it's like a little bush, which was had thorns in it, so it wasn't really a great place to step on. Even if it's not three tefachim high, it's not a place where the Rabbim will walk, because of the hismi behigis. So, that being so, even though it's not three tefachim high, it's not considered part of the Rabbim. If it would land on top of a hismi behigi, even less than three tefachim high, it's going to be a potter. Comes along Rukiya Bar Rav Omar, Afilo Hizma Vihigi, you can step on it with, you know, you have your shoes on, so and it's low, you'll step on it. So that you, that's not taken out of the status of the Mokram Dersha Sarab. Avot Soya Loi, but Soya, people will not walk there. There's a pile, even though it's less than three Tzvachim, even with their shoes on, they don't want to walk in it. Even Soya also, since it doesn't, there's nothing which is preventing people from walking there. You know, something which has a height and it's impossible to walk there is impossible to walk there. Over here, it's possible to walk there, just people might choose not to. That does not give it a status of it does not. It's not enough to take it out of the status of the Shusurab. Sirashi. Levena. Damavena is Archa Berchava Gimel. It has a length and a width of three tvachim. Vein of Yashir, and its thickness is, there's no specific amount. Yeshman and Ovis, some are thicker, but Yeshman and Dacha, some are thinner. The Tachal Panah, and it landed on the face of it. Kigayim Devela Shemena, an example would be that would be like a very sticky, Devela is a cake of figs. A tit, or he threw tit, some mud. It's a chayiv. In Zork Dalaramas, if he threw Dalaramas and landed there, it's chayiv. The Havi Kamunah for Shazarabim. It's still part of Shazarabim. The Cholamatami, you had Rishazarabim, who was beneath 10, so it's Rishazarabim. Now, but the problem is, a person is chayiv when he throws Rishazarabim, as long as it lands, Lamatami Gimel. The Havi Kikarka, either it's within three, we saw it already within three tzvachim, as like it's landed on the ground, like we had the Mishal Shalaz Yad of the Matam Gimel. So as long as it's within three tzvachim of the ground, it's like it landed on the ground. Or Avir Kihai, or the other examples are landed in the air, less than 10 tzvachim high. Like this example, Shinidu Kaba Kaisel, Kerminim and Mestis and the Kamon, the Mor is going to quote the Mishnah later on. Later on, the Gemara, the Mor will quote the Mishnah later on. That the Mishnah says, "As Zark Dalanamis Bekaisel, Lamata Yitzvachim, Kizark Boritz Bechayim." A person throws Dalanamis, it lands on the wall, as long as it's less than 10 Tvachim off the ground, it lands on the wall. We down, so it's landed, it's Munach, and it's Munach in Rosh Hashanah, just like it landed on the ground. That which we said, Lamata Miyud, Berechav Dalas Karmelis. If it's less than 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide, it's a Karmelis. B'kashen Rechav Dalas, and if it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's less than 10 tefachim high, it's Mokim Patur. Hainu B'tashmish Hamasuyim. you're going gavlevan. It's an area which is has a usage to it. It has a certain. It's set off from shisur rabin, and you can use the area, which means the top of it. You're going gavlevan, but rosh kaisel oyamid, top of a wall or an amid. Tahani mistaim tashmishtayo. They have a clearly set off usage. I will aver, but the case over here with the face of it, going pnei kaisel. You can't call it its own rishus because it's not basically very usable, the face of it. So then we say, Eli Ilamatim Yud, who have rishus rabin gomer. So if it lands less than 10 tvachim off the ground, it's called it landed in the rishus rabin. Ilamalma Yud, who, if it lands above 10 tvachim, the loy shalti bay rabin, that's not an area where the rabin basically. I don't understand the math. But this is where we understand it is that above 10 tefachim, it's not the area where the rabbin basically is using. So then, our height is much more than 10 tefachim. You know, the average person, 10 tefachim, we call it 40 inches, a person's taller than that. So I don't know why the rabbin is not considered using the area above 10 tefachim, but that's the way we understand it. Then, if you're ba'alma, and it's just like it's landing in the air, Malkim Ptur. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if it lands less than, lower on the wall than 10 tvachim off the ground, it's like Kazark Ba'aretz V'chai. L'mal Ma'yud, Kazark Ba'avir Upat. It's like he threw in the air, it just never landed, as far as we're concerned. Agaba Potter, Kinmukilo Abai V'Rabbi, but Gavoya Shlesha, the brick was 3 tvachim high, people can no longer step on that place. So he creates his own status of a place of a malkum, and therefore it's pot. Hizmi is dirtier, and higi is igalatir. I'm not sure exactly what those are. There's some forms of little bushes, thorny bushes. They have it in this translation. You have a translation over there? He has a translation of hizmi behigi.
This is all in Hebrew.
All in Hebrew. He probably has on the side over there some translation. Okay, fine. Okay, Avol Gabdaloy Gabay Gimel. They're not 3 tefachim high. Having welcome to the Atzma, the Liyosit Barabim Aleil Shal Yizuka. People will not step on it because they don't want to get damaged. They're going to get hurt. It's they're thorny.
So it's less than 3 tefachim
high.
Thing, right? It's a brick, and it's 3 tefachim this way, 3 tefachim this way.
Which case are you going on the brick?
Yeah.
So the brick is as long as it's 3 tefachim high, which the average brick was. That's why I was stressing the brick, which we said usually was 3 tefachim high. It'd be 3 tefachim high, 3 tefachim this way, and X amount of depth. So.
So even though it doesn't have 4x4 on its top surface, that's still a problem.
Right, because it became a place where people cannot step because of the height. Then he says, "His mevihigi, even if it's not 3 tefachim high, people will not step on it." And came along. That was Abaya. Came along. Chia Barav said, "Even his mevihigi, the darshi aleho b'sandei leon. When you have your shoes on, you can step on it." Alvot soya, alvagav lo gavoya, the area where it had soya, even though it doesn't have a height, lo darshi aleho, you don't step on it. And Rashi says, "Omar afilu soya, even soya, you would." It's part of the, it doesn't have a something which prevents a person from stepping there, so it's still considered part of the Shizurab. Okay, back on the Gemara. Omer Rabba de Bay Rav Shila, Rabba from the Yeshiva of Rav Shila, which is it's not the same Rabba as in general. He said, "Kiyasa Rav Dimi." When Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, Omer Rav Yochanan, he quoted Rav Yochanan as saying, "In Karmelus v'chusim mi'arbo." To give it the status of Karmelus, it has to be at least 4 tefachim wide, 4x4. Rav Rav Besheshes b'tefeses adasora, and it takes up till 10. So Mor is not sure what that means. What do you mean that it takes up to 10? Ilema If do you say, do you mean to say, the ikem mechitza sora who the havi karmelus, below lo havi karmelus, that the definition of a karmelus requires a mechitza sora. So more is going to challenge that. Rashi says the example of that would be, according to this Havimina, so you're back to our Bika, says maybe the din of Karmelis was only said, L'chumra, that your Bika, which Miraisis or Shusha Yachid, because it has Mechitzah Asara, but since it's so large and not spread out, not hook of the Dira, so we said, we gave a din that you cannot carry in it. And that was the din of Karmelis. Maybe Karmelis works that direction. Tosis throws it like that because that's mamash. You know, how can you call it a karmelus? It's rishus yachid, the mitaraisa. You know, zark l'seichem rishus rab is going to be chayiv. Anyway, but the more says, the more challenges it with Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Ba'ayish Shein b'seichem asora. You had a house which is very, was built very, very low, or you had a building which is built very low, and there's no height of 10 tefachim inside of the house. The keruya of mashlim alasar with the roof, the height on top of the roof is 10 tefachim. Whereas the height inside is 9 tefachim, and the roofing of it is a tefach thick. So al gago is mutal talto bekulay. So the top is it's rishus yachid. It's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high. So the top is rishus yachid. So you let it carry, throughout the area of the top. Besoichay, which is not 10 tefachim high. So it's not rishus yachid. So we darshan a metalto by elu daladamis. It has a limitation of a bakarmelis that you cannot. It's not a function of rishus yachid. It's 4x4 and it's not 10 tefachim high. That's a karmelus. You can't carry more than 4 amas.
It's like a crawl space underneath your house.
Well, I guess it would be a separate.
Access from the other rishus
arav. No, it was its own separate building. The crawl space would be just that's just considered part of your house. The mechitzas of the rishus yachid would go down. So apparently you don't need the 10 tefachim high to give it a din of a karmelus. What does it mean when he says it takes up to yud? The adyud who the havi karmelus, the malmi tefachim loy havi karmelus. So the din of karmelus only applies if it's up to the height of 10 tefachim. Just like by rishus rabim, that above 10 tefachim is not rishus rabim. So by karmelus also there's a din of 10 tefachim. Like Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinano was his term of endearment. Shinano means sharp one. So he used to refer to Rav Yehuda as the sharp one. But to have him the Shabbat to the Malam Yehud, becomes a Shabbos. Don't cheshvin dinim of Shabbos above you. So Moshe says, "My hilchos. So what do you mean?" Ilayim deim rishus yachid the malam and yud. It means the rishus yachid does not extend above yud. Amar of chista, nods kana rishus yachid. Person puts a pole in rishus yachid. Mizark ben nachal gabov. It lands on top of the pole. Filo goyim me'am. Even if it's 100 abas tall, it's chayiv. Ribeishah rishus yachid erla the rikia. Rishus yachid goes up to rikia, and it landed in rishus yachid. Even though it's 100 amas up. Land on Rishus Yachid. Now there is an issue, it didn't land on the place which is Dalet al Dalet. So Rashi points out the Mor is going to raise that question later on, whether you need Dalet al Dalet landing. If it lands in Rishus Yachid, and it's all Rishus Yachid, maybe you don't need Dalet al Dalet. Anyway, but you see the Rishus Yachid extends. Rishus Yachid is a lot of the key, it goes all the way up. So you tell me that Hilchos Shabbos don't apply above Yud. That's not correct. But it's just the Yachid. Ella, the Rishus Rabbim the Malam Yud. So Ella is telling me the Rishus Rabbim is not about Malam Yud. So that's true. But Masnisani. So was Shmuel ben Mechadish. Itnan, Nazarek El Ramas with Kaisel. Throws El Ramas and lands on a wall. The Malam Yud Tvachim and Kazarek Ba'aver. The Matam Yud Tvachim and Kazarek Ba'aretz. This is the Mishnah Rashi quoted before, that if it lands on the face of the wall, above 10 Tvachim, it's not Rishas Rabbim. Below, it's considered Rishas Rabbim in the sky. So what was Shmuel's Chiddush? Ela Karmelis. Then Karmelis, the Malam Yud. Karmelis does not extend above Yud. Mikilu Be'Rabbonon, Mikilu Rishas Yachid, Mikilu Rishas Rabbim. We gave it some dinim of Rishas Yachid and some of Rishas Rabbim. How so? Mikilu Rishas Yachid, the Ikim Makam Arboa, who the Habi Karmelis? Viloi is Makam Patur Be'Alma, who? It took the characteristic of Rishas Yachid to give it the Erech Hashivas of Rishas. It needs to be 4x4, as opposed to being a Makam Patur. That's something which was taken from Rishas Yachid. The definition of a Rishas is 4x4. And we took from Mikul Rishas Rabin, and the definition of the Karmelis is like Rishas Rabim up to 10 Tvachim. Okay. The Mora is now going to go
except
back.
Except maybe for those short bushes and for standing on
them. No, I'm saying. It means anything up to 10 Tvachim. You don't need 10 Tvachim. It means anything up to. Well, if it's 4x4 and it's 10 Tvachim, it's Rishas Yachid. If it's 4x4 and it's 9 Tvachim, or 8 Tvachim, or 7 Tvachim, or 6 Tvachim, it's a Karmelis.
If it's less than 4.
If it's less than 4x4, so then it's a Makam Tur.
Except for those exceptions. Maybe for those exceptions we were talking about. The Higgy and the Brick was standing on.
Well, if it could be less than Gimel Tvachim, even if it's less than, so that's Mamash Rishas HaRabim.
Three is less than four.
No. Okay.
What am I?
Three of there was an issue of height. Here we're talking about an issue of surface on top.
I understand it had to be a height of three. And how was it 4x4?
There was less than four, even less than 4x4. So it's a Makom Patur.
We were saying it's a Karmelis.
Well, not clear what it said, because it said Levenus Kufa Al Gabos Potter. It didn't tell me whether it's a Karmelis or if it's 4x4, it'll be a Karmelis. If it's less than 4x4, it'll be a Makom Patur. That's what we're adding now, that the definition of a Karmelis has to be and Karmelis Pechusim Yarbo. That's what Redeemi is saying under the name of Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay. I thought we were trying to explain an example of what's the Karmelis.
Right. No. If it meets the criteria which Redeemi said of being 4x4.
Rashi told us that it's probably not, because typical bricks are 3x3 by something.
Yeah, Rashi said, and of the Ashir, Yeshim, all of some were very thick and some were not. So theoretically, this could be an area of 4x4.
Well, it has a width of 3, but only it's more than.
Right, okay.
Maybe more than 4 in one direct dimension, but it's only
that's true.
3 in the other.
Correct. Okay. That was your Stam Levena. You're right. So once we get to this next part, the Stam Levena, an average Levena would not be enough. We're correct. Okay, let's see Rashi. How did you see in the fourth wide line? And comes to Chuzim Medal, V'loi Makom Patur. If it's not 4x4, it's a Makom Patur. You're allowed to go from the Rishas Rabim to it, or Rishas Yachid to it. It says the height is 10. The more is explained, what does that mean? Ilema the Ikim Machitza Yud. It has a Machitza Yud. Bika Hamukefis Getter. It's Bika which has a wall. Vim Yisera al Beis Hasayim. It's one of the Beis Hasayim. L'Hukav L'Dira. And it's not been Hukav L'Dira. That's the only example of a Karmelis. Or Al Kaponim. That's the halachas of Karmelis when it deals with a Machitza issue. So what about the case of the bayis, which is it's less than 10 inside? The thickness of the roof reaches 10. So agagol the vayud and top, which is it's 10 tochim high. You're allowed to carry like any rishisayochid. But inside only dalad amos. Yud, since the mechitza is not 10 tefachim high. How do caramelis? It's a caramelis. We see that the definition of caramelis is less than 10 tefachim, not with 10 tefachim. So rather, the adyud habi caramelis. Arishal biko, arishal yam, arishal karfiv. Yes, okay, so sayim. So this status of caramelis applies only up to 10 tefachim. It gets its status of caramelis up to yud. It has no din of a caramelis and the airspace. Only an air which itself is not really set off, because if it's set off, that was what we had before. It has defines its own status on top. You could go in pnei levena or pnei kosel. So the face of the levena or the wall, or call it minaver, the mel yud, he grabs something out of at the airspace directly. So mutalahitzi mitachaskila mishal mishasayachid mishasarabim. If he would grab something out of the air above 10 tefachim, he could then move it to the mishasayachid or to a caramelist, even though or mishasarabim, even though normally you cannot care for caramelist or mishasayachid or mishasarabim. This is not a caramelist above 10. So. The ancient caramel is a love. There's no din of caramel. Kehecha da aver lamalim yud b'shus harabim la b'shus harabim. Just like the airspace above 10 in the b'shus harabim is not a b'shus harab. Kitnana kamon, like we'll more say later on, lamalim yud kizark b'aver. If it lands on the wall above 10, it's like it threw in the air. It's not a b'shus harab. You have a caramel stami love caramel asu. Not a caramel. Now, the grash at this. With davar mesuyim, going rush amud, the gav levena. This halacha that I said that up to 10, it's not a caramel above 10. I tell you, it only means in the airspace, or on the face of the levena. What about on top of the levena? So, maybe on top of it, it's not a caramel either. Maybe how do I know? Maybe the loch is, but that if you have a levena which is not 4x4, and it's 10 tefachim high. So we're telling you that that's not considered caramelist. Don't assume you're going rush omer the gamma vein, like a look, mate. Why? It doesn't apply. The East Bay Arba, Shita the Malay Mestora, Loy Habi caramelist. If it's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high, it's not a caramelist. The Hafilo omer v'shiz Rabim, if it's 4x4 and 10 tefachim high, v'shiz Yachid, it's v'shiz Yachid. Be the last by Arba. If it doesn't have four, Imish is a rabbin, or the Matam is a Torah, me have a caramelist, or come in caramelist, because I'm a Arba. So, Imish is a rabbin, if it would be less than 10 and not 4x4, it's a pakam patur. We be the koy be caramelis. Elma, you're discussing the omud in the caramelis. Give the less bay dalid. If it doesn't have four, and you're going to tell me that we'll give that status of shame caramelis a love, we'll say that the makam patur, which is four less than 4x4. Whether it's 10 or not doesn't make a difference. It's makom patur. So you're saying, but it's less than 10, it's part of the caramelis. Because caramelis goes up to 10. So it's part of the caramelis. So it's not a makom patur, it's a caramelis. So Rashi, in came and seen the charmer by caramelis, Mishas Arabim. You're making a caramelis more charmer than Mishas Arabim. Deal of a caramelis, deal of Mishas Arabim, ki agavna makom patur hu. Ubatul, it's like it's insignificant. Umutul, Mishas Arabim. which is a yachid. You can transfer from this, which is amr, which is a yachid, from this thing, which is less than 4 on top, and it's less than 10 in height. Now, the truth is, even above 10 in height, you can do that. But over here, we're saying, you want to tell me maybe in the Carmelis, above 10 it's Malkum Patur, but below 10, it's less than 4 by 4, and it's less than 10 high. It's just part of the color, the Carmelis area. The Aver Carmelis takes it over. Mishazaram, the Aver Shazaram doesn't take it over. The halach of 10 is based on the rules you learn it from Shazarabim. So it can't be more chomer than Shazarabim. So now this is Rashi Shita. And halach, actually, the Ran over here, and then the brought the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Shita which says that Minaraisa, a caramelist, is the Malkum Patur. It's a place which is not Rishis Rabbah, but Rishis Rabbah. So, for the dinner of Rishis of the Raisa, it's a non-entity. Chazal or Geyser. There's no dinner of a Malkum Patur inside of a Carmelist, because every Carmelist has a Malkum Patur. So it's like Motza Minas Minoy. So it's all this Malkum Patur, Chazal made a Carmelist. And the logic behind it is because of Rishis Rabbah, which is made for Hiluch Rabbah, so this Almud, which is less than 4x4, but it's 7 tefachim high. You can't walk there. It blocks the flow of traffic. See, if it's 4x4, they gave it a Shibas of a Carmelism. If less than 4x4, they said, listen, it's not Rishas Arabim, because it's not made for Hiluch Arabim, but it's not a Carmel, it's not big enough for a Carmelist, so it's a Malkum Patur. Because that's, if your definition of Rishas Arabim is a Malkum of Hiluch Arabim, so this cannot be Malkum Hiluch Arabim, because it's blocking. A Carmelist was never defined as a Malkum Hiluch Arabim. You say, well, it can't be, it must be a Malkum Patur, not a Carmelist, because you can't walk there. Who defined the Carmelist as a place you can walk, that the fact that you can't walk there makes it not a non-Carmelist? You know, so they consider it all part of the Carmelist. Rashi says, you're not going to do that. You're not going to give it a Cheshivas more Maisa. Blueprint was taken from Rishis Rabbim, like Rashi said. I'm going to be, you know, we learn it out from Rishis, we transferred the Chumas Rishis Rabbim to here, so can't carry Dalet Amos because up to 10. So then, who had in? We're going to learn that this place we have a din of Malkum Patur according to Rashi, but the Ran says the Sheikh says not like that. And both Sheikhs are brought in Halacha. I think the Ikur Pesach is that there's no din of Malkum. We pass it. There's no din of Malkum Patur in the Carmelis. Lamata Miyud. So it's the gay or the muscle person finds they have something in their pocket, and there's no area, so it's you're in a Carmelist, so you can't. So if you find an area which is less than 4x4, see if it's above 10, it's a Malkum Patur. So you can put it down. You carry from Mishas Yochid to a Malkum Patur. If it's below 10, it's considered part of the Carmelist, so putting it down there, even though it's less than 4x4, doesn't help you. You're putting it from Mishas Yochid to a Carmelist, so you're not a Dula Chalchila. Because we paskin that lamata min yud matzim min esminoy and becomes a caramelus. So your fire hydrant is, you know, it's put on a fire hydrant. The fire hydrant is great. They're less than 4x4, but they're not always 10 tefachim high. So I've seen in various different municipalities. Some of them actually have different types of fire hydrants, which are taller and some are shorter. So saying put on the fire hydrant is not necessarily good. You know, the Arab is down, you're walking.
If you don't hope that the Arab is possible, then you could do it.
Saying that they find all the person really somebody said the Arab is down. So you have something, what do you do? She said, well, put on the, where do you put it? You can't put it down on the ground, then you don't have to do that. It's also, you know, so you put it down on the fire hydrant. Well, it depends on your fire hydrant. So I hold like Rashi and Smutter, but mailbox might be 4x4.
Find a mailbox.
Right, now they don't have the.
Yeah, now it's more difficult.
Right. Well, interesting. In other cities, they still have mailboxes. It's a Washington, D.C. Machala, you know. They took away all of our mailboxes.
I think it's nationwide.
No, as I've seen other places, they still have it. They're not as high of a target as a terrorist target is.
I think recently wasn't terrorism, they just don't have the business to streamline the collections.
Okay, that could be. Yeah. The Amish is Yochit Shaletis Bechotzer Be'Ava L'malam Yud. So what do you mean the Malam Yud? Rishas Yochit, if it's going, you tell me Talach and Rishas Yochit, he said, Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Hilchos Shabbos doesn't apply above Yud. So it means Rishas Yochit doesn't apply above Yud. Be'Ava L'malam Yud, Elamach and Patur Hu, above Yud everything is Malam Patur, Ubatul, I forget Rishas Rabbim, that's not true. No, it's Kona, Stomei and Ruch of Dalit. A Kona was not Dalit. Bizarik Mishus Rabbi Menachal Gabov lands on top of it from Mishus Rabbi. Chayev Kemunachal Gabi Karker. It's like a land on the ground. Laboy Menachal Gabi Mokam Dal. You don't need Mokam Dal. Mishus Yochid to Mefarish the Kaman Bishmaid. The more is going to talk about. There's no requirement of Mokam Dal and Mishus Yochid. We'll see why that is. Other Rikia, but he says it goes up the Rikia. Kol Aver Chikneg Mishus Yochid. Bein Aver Kotzer. Bein Aver Omud. Mishus Rabbi. Gavoy Yud Berachal Dal. Kened Other Rikia. Shem Mishus Yochid. Whether it's a Mechitza area in a closed space, or it means an Amud area, which we look at like there's Mechitzas, the face is considered like a Mechitza going up, it goes up out of the Rikia. So the Loch of up to Yud doesn't apply to Rishus Yachid. Ella, he means, then Abba Rishus Rabbim the Malam Yud. But Havi Avir Malkam Paturis, he told me Rishus Rabbim is it doesn't apply above 10. We know that. Masnisen he. So what's the Chiddush of Shmuel? Well, Amud the Shmuel, Lashminim, why does Shmuel need to say that? The Mishnah says, "Azarik Daladamus Rishus Rabbim." Person throws Daladamus Rishus Rabbim, but Nid Bekaisel, and it lands on the face of the wall. Going to Beil Shemena, can look at the Kamon. We're talking about this thing which will stick on the face of the wall. Gazarik Ba'avra, above 10 is Gazarik Ba'avra. Potter the Lav Rishus Rabbim. No, it didn't land Rishus Rabbim. Rishus Yochid Nami Lehavi. Adavra Masuim Berachav Arbod has to be set off. In other words, the top of it might be Rishus Yochid, but the face of it is not. If it lands below Yud, the Avrish is a Rabbin. Mishanoch Mashahu Havi Anocha. As long as it landed, it's considered it's in the airspace of Rishadam, and it landed. Well, Dabbin Anocha Dabbin Masuim Lamatam Yud. It's not like it landed on a Dabbin something which is set off below Yud, with that's considered like landing in a Makom Patur. Dahu Chosh Liyah Mehavi Rishus Chosh Latz. That has its own significance. Oy Carmelis, whether if it's 4x4 be a Carmelis. So Midrash, it's Potter. Oy Makom Patur, and it's not even Midravon, it's Mutter. But Lehavi Anochem Rishus Rabbim, didn't land Rishus Rabbim. It's above 3, it's less, and it's on top, so it landed on something else, not Rishus Rabbim. But on the face, it's landed Rishus Rabbim. A Carmelis could have preached. It's going on a Carmelis, and. Okay. Akilber Abodonly Ale Koi. It's going back on. Let's leave the last few Rashis. We'll pick up the last few Rashis tomorrow, and then we'll go back to the more. Okay.